Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening in the stars above for not only today, Friday or Fri-yay, but also for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So we have a lot to talk about, although not an overly big amount to talk about. We have just, you know, our usual kind of transits for the weekend, nothing big, nothing out of the ordinary. So we should be able to move through this pretty quick. And because yesterday, our new day for doing readings, we didn't get to do that. Today, we will do a few card readings. So welcome to all of you if you're new and you're just joining me for the first time. And also welcome to all of you who join me faithfully every morning. Let me just say, take a moment if you like my videos to hit the thumbs up button. And if you haven't yet done it, please subscribe. Guess what? I did not get a chance to tell you this yesterday, but we've hit 500. Actually, 508 as of the last check I made last night. Woohoo! That means I have to think of something special as a gift to get to everybody. I'll be working on that because I said when I got to 500, there was going to be something special, and I didn't expect to hit it that quickly. So I hadn't thought of it yet. So we will definitely have something available for you as a gift to thank you for being a faithful and loyal listener and subscriber to Living Astrology. Now we have to hit 1,000. So we have only 500 more to go, or 492. So we can do it. We can do this. And I don't, it's a game, right? This, to me, this is sort of like a game. It really, it's just a goal, right? It's out there dangling like a carrot. So I just have to say, let's do it, right? As you can tell, I'm in my Seahawks gear. It's back to Blue Fridays for us as the games are on Sunday, or the game is this Sunday, between my favorite alter team, which is the Patriots. So Debbie Tibbetts-Tumiel and I will be sitting there, I'm sure, texting one another, go Seahawks, and she'll go, go Patriots. And this is how it is that we learn to live in a world where even though we both value different teams, and we have a love for football, that's what brings us together, and we support each other's team, right? So why can't we do that in politics? Why can't we do that in all the other things where we are so, you know, in opposite directions? Just because it seems more important doesn't make it more important, right? We have the same skills. It takes the same skills to love one another despite having opposite teams that you're rooting for, and to also be in politics and work through the government or in your communities or in your civic organizations and so forth. So I don't know. Don't get me up on my soapbox about that. How's everybody doing as far as yesterday's talk with the authors, Pia and Colin on the Pleiadian Earth calendar? Did you have any questions that you didn't get to yesterday or anything like that? If so, let me know. Amy, hello, good morning. Christine, Amanda, Jay, Andy Girl, Christine, or Joshua Nichols, great to see you. He says, OMG, cards today. I feel like it's my birthday. Woohoo, it is. Tom, happy birthday. Linda Marie, love and gratitude for and to you. I'm not sure who that is, but hey, I'm with it. Happy birthday, Linda Marie. Monique Alexander, hello. And it's yours too, Monique. Well, happy birthday to you as well then. We should sing, but you don't want me to sing. If Tom were here, he could sing or play. Mimi says, good morning to everybody. And Amanda, Linda Marie, there you are. Good morning. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. That's all I'm going to do. Blessings to you on your solar return, both of you out there whose birthdays it is today. And we'll definitely want to do cards for you. So Asa, make sure you put their names down, right? Linda Marie and Monique Alexander for card readings, since it's their birthdays. We'll want to make sure we get to them. Debbie Tibbetts-Tumiel, my favorite Patriots fan. Good morning to you. Hopefully you're drying out there in your part of the world. Emily Kay, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And Asa says, happy solar return to at Linda Marie and to at Monique Alexander. Debbie TT, go Seahawks. See what I mean, right? She's just as good with Russell Wilson as she is with her own team. So yay. Amy, Pauline, hello, hello, hello. Okay. And anybody else who I missed, Loving Light, hello there. Then you know, Jennifer Peachy. I think I might have missed a couple others. Good morning to all of you, right? So let's dive in so we can get through the information so that we can get to the card readings, right? That's what everybody really wants is the card readings, and I really want to do them. I missed them yesterday. So I wanted to address something small, right? I already sort of opened up the door when I was talking about how Debbie and I, even though we root for opposite teams that are playing each other this weekend, that we can sit back and relax and watch the game and have fun and, you know, be okay with that. And it goes to show that in things big and small, that we have the ability to get along, right? To be able to see opposite points of view. Today's going to be a day where you're really going to need to be able to see that opposite point of view. And yesterday, a few of you may have even done this, gone to the LARCMA website and saw the blog and even read some of the blog posts. And I saw that a couple people thought perhaps that was kind of negative, that there was a negative or a biased stance from LARCMA. And I did go to those blog posts and read them myself. And indeed, there was nothing new there that I haven't already heard from other people about alternative viewpoints about COVID, about what's going on in the US and around the world, as far as, you know, keeping us sort of locked down or in, you know, masks and that type of thing, kind of treading on our rights and things like that. And so there was nothing new in there. And I think sometimes when we read alternative viewpoints, myself included, that we automatically react within ourselves. If we're not, we don't have, reaction doesn't always mean that we're sending something outward, right? It could be something that happens within us where we want to reject out of hand the viewpoint, right? Or the words or the thoughts that, or the opinions that are coming at us from the other, quotes, right? Other. So I want everybody to be aware of that, because that is part of the problem, right? It's part of the problem. We all have to be wide awake. We all have to have our eyes wide open, our ears wide open, our minds wide open, and in particular, our hearts wide open right now in order to take this information in, see it for its truth or its untruth, and then release it. Right? Don't grab onto it and hold on, you know, for dear life, thinking that it can only be this one way. Recognize that there are a lot of many small truths that are leading us to a bigger truth. And I wish I knew, right? I wish I could sit here and say, this is it. This is what it's all meaning. I can't, because I don't know. But I did go in with myself here and check in to see, is this material that's being generated by this group of Pleiadians, by Pia and Colin, or by myself, or any of the other people that we listen to, is it of the truth, or is it coming from a place of love? And indeed, the answer I got was, it is all coming from a place of love. Fear is our reaction to it, right? When we hear something we don't like, when we hear something that maybe just doesn't quite resonate with us, our automatic response is either fear or rejection or anger. And those are all things that are of the shadow side. Remember, we're in the collective shadow period now. So all of this stuff is going to be coming up for us. So yeah, maybe it isn't your truth, but that doesn't make it absolutely wrong. Right? It doesn't. It just means, okay, there's another facet here, maybe that I haven't looked at. And what is it triggering within me? Right? Because if I'm seeing it and I react to it, there's got to be something here that I'm afraid of, right? Maybe there's an experience in my past that I've locked it to. And that is why it is that I'm reacting instead of responding, right? So I just want everybody to be as open-minded as you can be. Right? That know that there are likely greater truths happening in the bigger, wider world that we don't see. And that doesn't make it all bad, wrong, or even all good and right, right? So we have to be very careful about these times that we're in. Okay, so off soapbox. Any questions about that or anything from yesterday? So Ingrid, hello. Guten Morgen. I'm sure I just botched that. Joshua says, if we are reacting, we are not listening. Our ears are more valuable than our mouths right now, most definitely. And yet, I don't want people to say that, or people not to bring these things up when they happen, right? So there has to be a way forward where we can have a conversation about those things that trigger us or bother us so that we can see, be helping each other to see this in spherical ways instead of just in linear ways, right? We've gotten too linear in our world. It's like A plus B equals C, and it can't possibly be anything but that. But that's not true, right? We live in a dimensional reality. We're caught up here in this third dimension, but all of the dimensions are here simultaneously. And we can tap into those alternate dimensions at any time we want. it's just a matter of our skill level in being able to do that or not. And I want people to be able to talk about these things. So don't be in fear that someone's not going to like what you say. But don't be so caught up in that belief that you can't see or hear, like Joshua says, what the heart is of the other person. I hope that's clear. These are difficult things for humans, right? We're not used to just saying, you know what? I don't like your opinion, but I'm open to listening to you, right? We're not used to saying that because our reaction is to just say, oh no, you're wrong and I'm right and you're, you know, deluded, not me. I'm never deluded. And I see it clearly and you don't. So, but the truth is likely we're all not seeing anything clearly. So, okay. Anyway, Joshua says, I have a hair salon. I have to manage these reactions on the daily. I bet you do. Tom Wright, it was on the show that was said Mars RX. So you will be tempted to react. Don't react, respond. Thank you, Tom. Keep those ideas, but don't act on them till Mars goes direct. And I'm not even sure we need to act on them when Mars goes direct. I think what we do is we take and we make all of this about wisdom, right? Gathering our wisdom, gathering our love around us, using the love as a shield against any of the dark forces that sometimes try to overpower everything. But remember that only love is real. Only love is real. And love will be the energy that comes over all, that overcomes all. Kamal, good morning to you. And Sylvester Grand Rising, lovely people, sending love and positive vibes. I love him. Pauline, really appreciate this being a safe space. It is a safe space. We can all agree to disagree here because that's how I roll. That's how things are. And isn't it appropriate then today that the moon is in Libra? Libra, the sign of peace and diplomacy and tact, and to be able to have this kind of conversation, to be in collaboration, cooperation, and co-creation with one another, recognizing that all input is valuable. Right? All input is valuable because, as Pia said yesterday, it really shows us something about ourselves, where we might be out of alignment. Remember, she was talking about emotional energy, and I say this all the time, that your emotions are really all about where your thinking might be off track, where your life is moving maybe in the wrong direction, where you can course correct, coming back to center, being aligned with your mind and your heart and your soul. And it really makes sense to me that on a day when the moon is in Libra, that we can have this kind of conversation where we can bring people together instead of tearing them apart, right? We have enough of that. We don't need more of that. All right. So today the moon in Libra is in a sextile to Venus. That brings on the love, brings up our values, helps us live walking our talk, right? Talking our walk, walking our talk. There is a square to Jupiter. So in a way, somewhere today, we might be tempted to overdo things. Remember, Jupiter magnifies and enlarges. We wanted to magnify and enlarge generosity, love, magnanimity, optimism, but we don't want to go overboard in anything today. There is also a conjunction from the moon in Libra to Mercury in Libra. So here it is, the conjunction leading us to find common ground, to find open communication. How funny, I'm a Mercury ruled sign and Mercury now triggered to be able to bring these kinds of messages where we can be in love. And even if we don't agree, we don't have to get into that reactive energy. Then we also have a square to Pluto, yowza. Square to Pluto really brings home that power and that ability to transform, the ability to go through the dark and come out through into the light, holding a gift, right? What is the gift? The gift of balance and harmony, perhaps, right? The gift of peace, of love, right? That those are all very Libran things. Or do we get, you know, into power struggles and some of the more ugly sides of things that are going on? All right, so Libra rules marriage, partnerships. We know all of that, right? Sharing and interdependence instead of codependence on one side or super independence on the other. We're learning about being interdependent. This is about fairness, balance, equality, all of that, negotiations, counseling, right? Libras often make really good counselors as they stand in the middle as the mediator between two people with opposite viewpoints, right? And they help everybody bring, you know, their common ground into focus. Love that. Harmony, peace and beauty and art and some of those things that are just the more loving, good feeling things. One of my books that I look at for these energies says decorations. And I went, aha, decorations. Maybe it's time for me to strip the summer out of my house and bring in some of the more fall type things. I have lots of fall decorations. I should get them out, right? I'm gonna. Probably won't do it while the moon's still in Libra. Probably won't do it until tomorrow when the moon is in Scorpio later on in the day. But we'll see what happens. Teamwork, giving and receiving support, loving one another, collaboration, cooperation, and co-creation, my three C's that I always think of with Libra. Sociability, being companionable, being able to sit together, even if it is via text message or Zoom, and be companionable, using tact and getting along and diplomacy, all of those very high negotiation skills, the high social skills that we need in order to get along in this world. Refinement. Libra is one of the signs ruled by Venus, so it often takes us into the beautiful, into the elegant, into good taste, and into grace. Of course, Libra also has the negative side. They all do. The less positive, let's say, right? The spectrum. And on one end, we have all those high qualities. On the other end, we have the lower qualities, which might be things like codependency or dealing with appeasing behaviors. We all have Libra somewhere in our chart. And where that is where you will often engage in appeasing others, kind of peacemaking, right? It's funny because I have Libra on my third house, leading into my fourth house. And it's often me and the mediator in between people in the family. It's kind of fun to see how that plays out, living astrology, right? Indecision is also one of the more negative aspects here. And aimless debate, just ask my son, right? Ask my Libra son. We get into these debates. And hold on, let me answer a client here very quickly. Well, it's gone. Yes, Londa, I'm on this morning. She can't hear me if she doesn't know I'm there. So also health issues. So yesterday we talked a bit about how Libra energy or Libra rules the kidneys in the body. And that was in response to a conversation we were having, a healing conversation with Sylvester. And adrenals are also part of the Libra experience health-wise. Diabetes is also a part of it. So there's something to do with the imbalances in sugar and insulin level and hormone levels, likely maybe from a stress reaction from the adrenals. So what's a good advice for, you know, taking care of your body? Drink lots of water, right? Lots of water during a Libra transit. Actually, that's good advice for everyone every day. And drinking, they say, half your body weight in water a day. That's a lot of water for some people, right? Because we're not used to drinking a lot. And I drink, I don't know how much I drink, lots, right? I try to anyway. All right, so that's it for our moon for today. But we also have another little, let's just kind of poke the bear kind of transit going on today between Mercury and the planet Neptune. It's an inconjunct. So if we think of the inconjunct as two people who just can't see eye to eye, or planets in signs that just don't see eye to eye. And in order to do that, we have to adjust. We have to release maybe our insistence on it having to be our way or the highway kind of thing. So Mercury in an inconjunct to Neptune makes us lose our, I wrote down loose, I didn't mean lose, I meant loose concentration and focus, meaning there may be times today where we kind of go in and out of our ability to concentrate or focus. It's funny because this happened to me first thing this morning. You guys, this is hysterically funny. I was getting ready to talk to my husband. He told me he was going to bring home taquitos for dinner because that's what he really wanted for dinner tonight. So I look at him and I go, so you're bringing home tornadoes tonight? He stops and looks at me and he's like, what? I'm like, oh, wait, sorry. I nodded off for a moment. I meant taquitos. It was so weird because I thought I was focused on what I was going to say, but what came out of my mouth was not anything near about what I was going to say. So moments like that today. Okay. Just, you just almost have to laugh at yourself when that kind of thing happens. But we also have some uncertainty today that may lead us into, uncertainty leading us to being indecisive instead of, or indecision leading us into uncertainty. So both things can be true today, where we're not quite sure where we land on something or what the decision is that we need to make. So likely don't make the decision today, right? If you're not certain, it might not be the best day to do that, as there's just something a little bit tension filled here. Maybe something you're not seeing clearly, maybe something you're not willing to let go of yet. Maybe something that the other person, if there's another person involved, isn't willing to let go of yet. So maybe, and maybe a little mental disorganization, right? Our thoughts are not quite, you know, there. We may be a little daydreamy. So today may not be the best day for making big decisions. And this is actually kind of arcing over into tomorrow as well. So just, this is kind of the 2-day kind of feel here, because we give an inconjunct 3 degrees of orb and we're about 1 or 2 degrees away. So we still have to get to the exact and then a little bit over that hump. So it could be today and tomorrow. Also, today's Pleiadian energy is 11, loving. I love it. 11 is the number of illumination, illuminating, turning the light on, seeing the light, seeing more than what we've seen in the past. And it's almost like, you know, that aha moment where the light bulb turns on and you're like, whoa, I see it better. And also, loving energy is Lamat in the Mayan calendar. Lamat was the representation of Venus. And Venus always was a call for us to take a look around us in our society, see what's out of organization, what's out of whack, what's not right, and then take steps to be able to bring that into balance or harmony, or bringing more love to it in order to bring it, you know, into alignment with what it is that we need to be. So today's a great day for turning on that light, for being able to see in more loving ways. And also yesterday, I remember Pia brought up, or maybe it was Colin, one of the two brought up the Venus point, the Venus star point. So yesterday, of course, I had to download the book by Ariel Gutman on Venus star points. And I'm fascinated. I'm hooked. So I'm learning that right now so I can bring that to you. I can tell you that what those of you who were born from March of 1961 to January of 1962, your Venus star point is Aries. I can tell you that much so far. But in her book, there's an entire graph of where your Venus star point is based on your birthday. And as you may have noticed, it takes up a specific amount of time, right? So this is linked to Venus's cycles. And her cycles are, you know, coordinated with 50 to 60 days worth of time in the half of the year, or a year and a half as a morning star, and also as an evening star. So there's these different points at which she is in a particular chart. And that also rules then what is happening societally at the time that you are in that Venus point. So that's the part right now that I haven't really gotten to too far, but it made sense to me on some level that Aries would be where my Venus star point is. And I can't quite put my finger on why that is. Just something about me made me go, that makes sense. So I'm learning more about that. I will bring that to you as soon as I know more, or feel free to get the book yourself. It's on Kindle. And I think you can also buy it in print. I didn't see that on Amazon though. It was Barnes and Noble, I think, that had it. Anyway, so I'll bring that as I learn more. Let's move over to Saturday's energy. So Saturday, we have the moon in Libra when we first wake up. but the moon will quickly go into the void from 7:29 a.m. Pacific time until 11:33 a.m. Pacific time. So what's that? 10:29 to 2:30 p.m. for those of you on the East Coast. Then the moon out of the void will move into Scorpio. But before the moon moves into the void, we are left with the last aspect, which is a square from the moon to Saturn. And we're kind of savvy enough now to know perhaps that that means we might be left with low energy, maybe a little bit of melancholy, lethargy as we are at that period of time where the moon goes into the void. So we have time to consider what's going on in our lives, to look at our foundation and see, you know, maybe what things are going on. Is there anything we need to change? Where are things out of balance? Because it's Libra energy still that we're in the void with, squaring Saturn. So something may have come up that points to a hole in our relationships, in our finances perhaps, or in our values that we need to balance, right? That we need to bring into more fairness or equanimity in order to then move on to the moon in Scorpio, which of course is a very powerful sign for the moon, very intuitive, very deep, very passionate. We have transforming energy then from Saturday into Sunday. We have empowering energy. We have the discovery perhaps of deeper truths, of secrets or hidden agendas or hidden knowledge, things that we didn't know we knew, things coming to light that we didn't know. So there's a lot happening there in the inner realms for the weekend. We might also need to avoid power struggles with other people. And also, this is a sign of self-mastery, right? So maybe working on oneself. Also, note that we're getting closer to the end of the 13-day cycle of consciousness in the Pleiadian calendar. Tomorrow will be 12 feeling energy. So understanding emotion brings up EQ, right? One of my new favorite things to think about, emotional intelligence, our emotional quotient. How aware are we of our emotions? In the Mayan calendar, this was Muluk, which represented water. And it is all about the emotions and how they flow, how our moods change. And it has a connection, of course, to the moon as well. So understanding our emotional energy, emotions as an awareness tool, not as a motor causing us to react, but allowing us to respond when we really understand where it is we're coming from, what is going on within us that we were triggered emotionally about something or someone or anything that's going on in our outer world. We also have the sun tomorrow in conjunct with Mars retrograde. Remember, Mars retrograde was teaching us, just as Tom reminded us, about response, not so much into the reaction. We're revisiting our goals, perhaps, or our plans, seeing if we can discover maybe where this timeout is giving us an opportunity to see things more clearly or to take action more appropriately. Things being denied us right now might be exactly what you don't need anyway. So we're rechecking with our desire energy to trying to check in and see, do we really need, or is what we think we want really what we want, right? Checking in with all of that. So the sun in conjunct tomorrow to Mars is that tension that we might feel around that slowdown, around the dawning awareness that something has to change, right? That we need to change our way of thinking, or that the thing that we thought we were really wanting and we were trying to go after isn't really what we wanted after all. And what does that mean? And so we may feel a little out of sorts tomorrow on top of the more lethargic energy of the moon squaring Saturn. We may feel out of sync. That was something that I kept thinking about this morning too. Hard to establish a flow when you're feeling like you're out of sync. So literally maybe just going with whatever opening there is for you tomorrow. And if not, maybe just doing some self-mastery, right? Maybe doing some self-contemplation, going into meditation, doing some reading, doing some, you know, inner work might help you get through this day. After all, it is a day that is about understanding. The number 12 is our universal energy for the day. So understanding emotions, right? So Saturday, not a bad day, but maybe one that's just a little more contemplative, maybe where you're trying not to do anything of major importance, because that might seem a little bit irritating to you. Now, I just saw a question pop up here. Christine Buckingham's natal moon is in Scorpio. Is this a lunar return for her? It will be, Christine, depending on what degree that the moon is at. You may initially feel a little bit deflated or tired, and then the moon comes across the sun, or the moon comes across your natal moon, and you get a bump up in your emotional energy, in feeling more powerful, more passionate, that type of thing. So it's like having your own personal new moon each month, right? We do, every one of us have a personal new moon. And it's when the moon comes to where it was when you were born. So perfect. Sunday, moon is in Scorpio all day, opposing Uranus. So we might have some surprises, some ahas, some upsets, some things that don't go the way you thought they were going to go. Don't be surprised by that. There will be a square to Venus, a sextile to Jupiter, and a trine to Neptune. So they're these planets we've already had connections with earlier in this week. So it's just the next maybe step in what it is that brought to you. Expect increased intuition when Neptune is involved. And expect aha moments or surprises with Uranus involved. Maybe a hint of optimism in the field because of the sextile to Jupiter. And maybe seeing into the murk through the dark, being in the void, being okay to be in the void, to not see everything as clearly because of the trine to Neptune. But as well, Sunday, we reach the final day in our 13-day round of the Pleiadian energies. So we are at 13 devoting, which in the Mayan calendar was Ak, which was the dog, which represents loyalty, companion energy, and this is the number of ascension. 13 is our final day. So we are going into the void, not the void, of course, with the moon, but we're going into the void nonetheless to prepare for the next level of the energies that are coming to us, right? Preparing for our one on Monday, which is one illumination or one illuminating. So we're preparing for the light, maybe coming out of the dark, the light bulb being turned on. And remember, this was a, what did she call it yesterday? It wasn't an, I call it the umbrella. What did she call it? The overriding energy or something. I wrote it down somewhere. And I have no idea what I did with that note. Well, it's somewhere here on my desk. I think she called it the overriding energy. Just think of it as the umbrella, right? The one that sort of reaches into the whole of the 13-day period. And that was self-regulating. Right? So we were all having to become more responsible in regulating our emotions, our reactions, at how we live, response, everything, right? So all of that, it has been the umbrella of this particular week. So we're closing that up, right? We're ascending on to the next level, beginning with the one illumination. So Sunday, will be that day of maybe more quiet, more in the void, contemplative, thinking about what all you've learned in the previous 13-day period. What are you willing to let go of to move on to the next level? Now, Sunday late, 10 p.m. on my time zone. So that's really 1 a.m. for those of you on the East Coast on the next day, Monday morning. So let's just say Sunday into Monday, we have Mercury in Libra squaring Pluto in Capricorn. Now this is a pretty profound one because not only we've had the Mercury square Jupiter, now it's Mercury square Pluto, and later next week, we're going to have Mercury squaring Saturn. So we're having Mercury, the mind, communication, coming into a challenge to those planets in Capricorn that have been crashing and burning things and helping us to see where we need to be more resourceful, where a new foundation is possible, and readying us to build a new world, right? And we start that within our own lives, and then we also play that card out there in the wider world. But this is a tension, right? Because it's a square. 90 degree angles bring up tension. And the tension isn't to punish us. It isn't to make things harder for us. It's really about our having an sort of obstacle in our way that causes some friction that breaks down our resistance so that we will change, right? So that we will go in a new direction. So consequently, we may feel some mental tension, some mental stress on Sunday into Monday. This is tense, volatile, disrupted communication. So mind your words. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. That's wise when these kinds of transits come up with Mercury involved, you know, button your lip and hold right on that response. Wait for responding instead of reactionary energy. Our fears and our insecurities can be triggered. Mercury is moving through the gates of fear in the spleen right now. Tomorrow, he moves into the gate 32. The gate 32 is the fear of failure or the fear of success, perhaps. One or the other, right? We have the spectrum. So our fears and those insecurities may come up to the surface and we may be in reaction to them. Don't force anything this weekend, especially Sunday into Monday. Don't force your opinions, your beliefs, your actions out there because it might just blow up. Try to stay open-minded and open-hearted. And like I said, try not to get involved in verbal battles. Mind your words. There can be some triggering of the psychosis of Pluto sitting at the gate 61 in your human design up in the head center, which could trigger obsessive thinking, compulsive actions. This is kind of an ick kind of energy sometimes where it's like, oh, how do I keep my mouth shut when I really want to say what I want to say? And always asking yourself, is this my business? Is this their business, meaning the other person's business, or is this God's business? Because if it isn't your business, stay out of it, right? Not my circus, not my monkey and all of that. But mental tension and stress, if that's the case, move into the physical, right? Move into the more sensual energies that can help you let go of the mind's control over what is going on in your outer world. So, wow, I did all that. It's 37 minutes after the hour. Questions about the weekend. Marjorie, hello, Marjorie, is asking if you have any good references for understanding the numbers. The numbers. Yes, I do. Now, where did I put it? It is the Pleiadian. I had it out. Here we go. Nope, that's not it. Here we go. Get this one. Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology, Charting the Spirals of Consciousness by Pia Orlean and Cullen Baird Smith. With Larkma, she goes through very deep understandings of the numbers. Also in this book, which I find fascinating, is how your particular sign and somebody else's sign, like, you know, a spouse or child or some significant other, and how your energies work together. And you do a process of adding them together or subtracting in some case, and you come up with what the relationship's number and sign is. To me, I thought that was fascinating. So it's worth getting the Pleiadian Earth Energy Astrology on Pia and Cullen's website, piaorlean.com, or I think that's probably the best place to get it. I think it is available on Amazon. But I feel for authors whose books are on Amazon because they don't get their full value for the work that they've done. So even though we get a better price for the author, they really don't get as supported as they, as you would think. So maybe buy it from their website or if need be on Amazon.com. All right. So Asa, it's time. It is time for card readings for people. I've got my handy dandy pen ready, and I'm ready to find out who wants card readings. I know we're going to do Monique and who else's birthday was it? It was Monique and, good God, Janet Elaine. Okay, so I was looking to see if she had any other questions for me. Who was our other birthday person? Asa, tell me. I feel really bad that I've forgotten this already. Amy would like one. I see Amy energy. And Emily K, gotcha. And I don't know about Barnes and Noble, Christine. That's good to know. Jennifer, Marjorie, and Tom. Tom. But who was the other birthday girl? That's what I need to know. Or birthday boy, Andy girl. I see this. is going to be one of those days. I love it. Okay, Joshua, my choice. Love it. Okay, but Debbie TT, if there's time. And birthday person, please. Who are you again? It was Monique. Maybe I'll just go back to the beginning here. Linda Marie. Linda Marie gets a card reading too. All right. So I'm going to start doing readings. I think I have everybody. Oh, she's texting me that information. I'm looking for it in the chat. So how funny. All right. So we're going to start with Linda Marie because it is your birthday. And Monique, let me think here. Well, for Linda, I see that it is a Wisdom of the Oracle cards. And let's see here. This is by a deck of cards by Colette Baron-Reed, right? Wisdom of the Oracle. And this is a card for you, Linda, to help you see what maybe is the primary energy you need to focus on for your solar return, right? Many happy solar returns. Oof. They're really wanting to mix up this morning. And I get, well, this isn't so positive, but I bet it has a really positive message. It is the card Orphaned, card number 5, which speaks to movement and change and freedom, use of freedom. It was upside down. So let's take a look at that card. And the one thing I know is sometimes cards don't look very good, and then they suddenly make perfect sense. So the energy of this card, the essential meaning, is a sense of loss, an identity crisis, recognizing that you don't fit in, the need to belong, uncertainty about your place. Time for a reading perhaps, Linda Marie. Protection message, because it was upside down, says the shadow side of this card speaks to the essence of abandonment. Perhaps you feel a need to remain apart because intimacy is too threatening. It also warns against creating inappropriate family structures in order to conceal old wounds. It's time to address the unhealthy alliances you've formed and make a decision to heal the past. You will not be abandoned by the world if you claim yourself as whole. Not all relationships are dysfunctional, and not all of them will disappoint you. Don't abandon yourself. You can connect to others in a healthy way once you recognize your patterns and consciously choose to interrupt them. Life wants to love you. Let it. I think that's positive. Right? And isn't it something that we're all dealing with? We're sitting here in this collective shadow period right now where all the shadows are up in our faces, right? Everything is up. And we need to take a look at that. And I got a hit for you, Monique, since it's your birthday, that the goddess cards were what you needed. I hope that nobody actually said what they wanted and I'm ignoring that. Here we go, the goddesses. And then Monique, this one is for you, for your birthday. I can hear birds, maybe the... It's so foggy outside still, though. It's smoggy, grossness out there. Athena. Wow, this is a beautiful card. Knowledge. Right, Athena. See her owl on her shoulder, her helmet on her head, her warrior sort of stance. She's a warrior goddess for sure. What is she a goddess for? A warrior for knowledge and wisdom. So card number 5. How interesting is that? Because Linda Marie's card was also number 5. That's fascinating. That brings some coherence to the whole thing today. And she was upright. So we have an empowerment message. And it says, Athena, the Greek goddess of intellect and strategy, says, knowledge is power, and you are in perfect position to gain greater clarity at this time. Your hard work is paying off, and everything you have learned about life has brought you to this moment in time. Your knowledge, logical choices, and intentions are aligned with divine will. Your intellect is keen and your mind is clear. You know what you have to do. Right now, the world is making sense. You don't have to question or debate it. You can take things at face value. If you think it adds up, that's because it does. Have courage, my love. Your most precious dreams are within reach. The goddess Athena will help. Wow, that's pretty awesome, if I say so myself. And she's a beautiful card on top of that. All right, so let's see who was next. I hope those cards make sense to everybody. And everybody who isn't getting a reading at this moment, or if you are someone who is listening to this broadcast later, as I've said before, when we do readings like this, we think we're doing it for Monique and Linda Marie, but it's really something that all of us together here this morning can be tapping into, and what might it mean for us in our own personal lives as we are all connected here in the broadcast. Okay, so Linda, we've done you, Monique, Amy, did you have a choice of cards? I wrote down, Amy says my choice. Awesome. Amy, I'm reaching for angels, but for some reason I just got an overriding message that you need a galactic heritage card. Some days. Asa, could you please move to Washington, not Washington, D.C., but my Washington, so you can help me organize my life? My desk is a disaster. You don't want to be in Washington, D.C., do you? Don't you want to come here? Oh, okay. So let's see. This is for you, Amy. Amy Moore, Amy Energy. And your card just jumped out and dropped on the ground. And it is seeing the one, Earth's future. So can you see that? Seeing the one, and it's Earth, and underneath that it says future. So I don't think we've had this card before, so I can't even guess what that means, but it's card number 78, which is a 15, which is a six. So we have perhaps balance, harmony. 78 would be back here. This is a little bit longer, so bear with me here. After a long struggle, humanity achieves enlightenment. What does this mean? Humans no longer feel the need for conflict, and they put down their literal and metaphorical weapons. Through seeing clearly without judgment, we learn to perceive through the eyes of others and eventually realize that there is only one consciousness that sees through all eyes. Begin practicing this now. In meditation, ask yourself, who is the one seeing, the one seated in meditation? Wow. Who is the one seeing, the one seated in meditation? As you connect with this seer, know it is only one being who is seeing, and this being spans the entire universe. Here's the commentary. The biggest challenge for the awakening of any planetary species is its ability to transcend polarity. As long as we continue to see reality in black and white terms, we continue to keep ourselves separate from the true consciousness that we are, the one all-abiding being in creation who sees through a myriad of eyes. The famous Bible quote from Matthew 6:22 says it best, "If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light." That's the King James Version. It refers to the essential ability to see with one eye or to see from a unified perspective. This is the key to the awakening of Earth as well as to personal ascension or transcendence. If you pulled this card, you are being asked to sincerely begin the process of seeing with a single eye, to begin feeling the unity of creation in all things, even those you have previously labeled negative or those that are too frightening or painful to acknowledge. This is essential for your own personal transformation. It may seem like a daunting task, so let your higher self and the wisdom of the universe guide you. This future has already been assured for Earth, but we have to take the steps to make it so. For this card, look at the other cards in the spread, and when I see that, I think, take a look at all the other cards that we've already read. And if there are many future stream cards with awakening themes, it's most likely that you are already well on the path of making this change, and this card is a celebration. If there are many cards with themes about polarity, which we really haven't gotten this morning, then it is a clear message regarding the next step of your spiritual work. I love it. Hopefully that's helpful for you, Amy. Okay, after Amy, I wrote down Emily, Emily K. And Asa, did Emily K. I know I jumped ahead. I'm sorry, I'm being a Gemini this morning. Okay, I've got them. Okay, so for Emily, I'm getting Angel for you, Emily. Before you know it, I'm going to have all my decks opened. Which is fine. And so, let's see what it is that the angels want to say, Emily. Anybody else out there having weird dreams or repeat dreams? I keep having repeat dreams, but I can't remember the dream. I just know that every morning for the last four mornings, I've woke up with the word Leo in my waking consciousness. It's the only thing I remember about the dream, but I have no conscious memory or unconscious memory of what it is that I'm doing that provokes the word Leo. Here you go. Courage and bravery. Leo words, courage and bravery. And this is a card for you, Emily K. So let's see what this one means. These cards don't have numbers. They're all in alphabetical order. I opened right up to it. How amazing is that? Here's your message, Emily. You have the heart of a warrior. You want to do what's right, but it isn't always easy. Angels are surrounding you in a light of courage at this time and guiding you to do what you know deep down in your heart is right. Being brave isn't about being emotionless. The angels are reminding you that it's okay to feel, and your vulnerability will allow you to tap into an even greater inner strength. Angels are always willing to help you feel safe, guided, and guarded. So call in as much help as you need. This is a time to take ownership of your energy and any situations that could be making you feel less than good. And through your courage, you will begin to attract experiences of being respected. Here's the extended message. Your angels are here to remind you that your soul cannot be tarnished or harmed. It's the one part of your essence that always remains whole, healed, and complete. So if you are feeling the need to defend yourself at this time, angel wisdom is guiding you to back down. You don't need to protect yourself, especially when you have spiritual support. Call in the light of God, heaven, and the angels to protect you. If you feel that you have made a mistake or have something that you need to share, be brave and take ownership of it. Trust that living with integrity will always lead to the greatest possible unfolding of your life, and know that the best gift that you can give the world at this time is your truth. Wise words, wise words. All right, so that was for you, Emily. Jennifer Peachy, you are next. I'm going to check real quick here. My choice, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Jennifer Peachy. I'm feeling goddess for you, girl. All right, Jennifer. This is for Jennifer Peachy. And we get the goddess. Boy, I don't even know how to say it. Benzai 10 or something, but it meant beauty. You can't probably see the words there. But also, this was upside down. It's card number 6. So what we have is a alignment message for you. So let's take a look at card number 6 and see what that might be. And the print sometimes is hard to see. Benzai 10 is her name. So the alignment message for you, Jennifer, your ability to see beauty in your world is dimmed by a momentary lapse in self-worth. The goddess of beauty asks you whether you've been set back by a visit of perfectionism or if others have withheld their support, causing you to feel small and insignificant. Whatever the circumstances, it appears that you have been hijacked by a sense of lack. Your alignment task is to restore your self-worth and regain your equilibrium by refusing to engage in those mind games designed to dim your light. Now is the time for a positive self-inventory. The goddess Benzai 10 is here to remind you that you are a bright, shiny, beautiful being of divine power and light. You are more than enough, and the world contains more than enough beauty for you. This is a good place to dust off and start again. Love it. Regain your ground. Marjorie Roth, you are next. Let me see if she was someone. Marjorie. Okay. No, No particular choice that I can see. Marjorie, I'm opening yet another deck. Crazy, crazy. A dragon. A dragon for you. I didn't think the dragons were going to come out and play, but for you, they want to. So, a dragon card for Marjorie. A green dragon. The green dragon helps you tune into the secrets of nature. Love it. Receive answers and guidance from nature. Align with your divine essence. Here's what the card looks like. The green dragon. Nice. Okay, so dragon over here. Green dragon. Let's see what realm he is from. The green dragon is a fifth dimensional dragon. Oops, what page number? 64. So, all answers lie within nature, and every single thing we need while on Earth is provided for us in the natural world. Fifth dimensional green dragons touch our psychic centers and help us to tune into the sacred geometry in the trunks of trees, the petals of flowers, the shells of snails, and everywhere in Master Pan's kingdom. These are the keys and the codes that bring us in tune with our divine essence. When we are fully aligned with our fifth dimensional blueprint, we are automatically whole and healed. Here's your guidance, Marjorie. The nature kingdom is a magical place in which all our answers are held for us. Luminous green dragons help us to read these answers. So if you can sit quietly in nature, call a green dragon and ask for guidance. The response may come to you consciously or unconsciously, so accept that something important has been activated within you, whether you are aware of it or not. You may feel the need to walk somewhere particular. If so, follow this impulse, for your green dragon will be guiding you. Keep your eyes and ears open, for the answer may come through a tree, a bird, insect, animal, or something else entirely. Your green dragon will glide with you, directing you to the answer you need. This calls for deep trust and an understanding that the divine plan is perfect. Drawing this card also suggests that you would benefit by spending more time in the green world. Your green dragon will be with you, so acknowledge it and let it touch you with its wisdom and great knowledge. Expect revelations or healing. Wow, love that. All right, so green dragon. Here's the picture of the green dragon once more. And these are the cards called the Dragon Oracle cards by Diana Cooper, whose name you can just barely see there. Okay, that was for you, Marjorie. And Tom, you are next. Tom, did you give me an idea of what card you want, or is it my choice today? And just checking, Tom. I don't see. So Tom, what do you need? Tom, I think you need a dragon too. So you're getting a dragon, Tom. So this is for Tom, and you get Kuan Yin's pink dragon. Kuan Yin's pink dragon. It says brings firm love that, what the heck? Brings firm love that resets your karmic balance. Wow, that's pretty awesome. See all your cords dissolved by transcendent love. Enjoy your freedom. Look for the divine around you. Kuan Yin's pink dragon. Maybe if I back this up a little bit. There we go. Okay, so let's see what that one is all about. And I think we've had this one before, actually. Just don't remember what it was. Kuan Yin's pink dragon is also a fifth dimensional dragon. And here we go. So about, it's just so dark in here this morning, I can hardly see anything. Kuan Yin was a great and revered dragon master who lived for 2,000 years in China. Her fifth dimensional pink dragons created special portals for her so that she could go through them and rest in higher planes. This is how she was able to maintain a physical body for such a long period of time. Kuan Yin's dragons are the most beautiful pale pink color, the luminous pink of the sacral chakra. They will pour their transcendent love into any cords that tie us to others, whether from this life or any other, in any dimension or plane of existence, dissolving all karma under the law of grace. Choosing this card offers you an opportunity to heal all your relationships, including those from past lives that you may be unaware of. Ask Kuan Yin's beautiful pale pink dragons to dissolve the cords that still tie you to others and sit quietly while they do so. You may sense or feel them releasing you completely. Take a moment to feel the freedom that this offers you. These great-hearted dragons will then help you to see with eyes of love, look at the divine in everyone, and be aware of all situations from a higher understanding, knowing that Kuan Yin's gentle pink dragons are by your side. These gracious dragons will enable you to enrich your relationships and transform your friendships. They will help you to treat all people with greater respect, care, and love than ever before. Remember to thank them for enhancing your life. That's a good one. That's a good one for you, Tom. All right, Andy girl, checking with Asa real quick here to see if she had any, no particular one. Andy girl, it's angels for you, girl. And after Andy, I've got two more. I see Loanne also, and I didn't have her on my list. So see what time we have. It's a little after 9. What do I have to do today? I have a lot to do today, but I have time for this. So let's do it. Andy, self-acceptance. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's a big one. That's a big one for all of us women and men alike. Self-acceptance, right? Self-acceptance. And let's see what this card says for you. Your message. You are making incredible efforts to heal and release bad habits and thoughts that once held you back. Take a moment to look at yourself through the loving eyes of Mother, Father, God, and appreciate how far you've come. All the adversity you faced and the person you are today. Angels are wrapping their wings around you and encouraging you to see what they see. And they see you as perfect, just the way you are. If your confidence has dropped recently, or you've not been as positive as you'd like to have been, change that now by giving yourself credit where it is due. Maybe you've discovered that negative self-talk and thoughts aren't working for you. This is a time to try loving yourself instead. To get started, try speaking to yourself more respectfully and giving yourself some leeway and some time to change. Here's the extended message for you, Andy girl. When this card appears, know that your self-esteem and confidence have taken some knocks over the years, and you have had thoughts that are no longer serving you. But your angels want nothing more than for you to be happy and at peace, and they are drawing close now to help you restore your confidence in yourself. You have the ability to live a life that you love, but to experience that fully, you have to recognize that you are worthy of it. So take some time today to realize that heaven loves you unconditionally, and then take small steps to loving yourself the same way, unconditionally. The outer world you experience is a mirror of the conversations you have on the inside with yourself, so align them with love. That's awesome. Awesome, Andy girl. All right, Josh, I think you said Woto. Emily didn't say Woto for Tom. Oh, Tom, sorry. You got a dragon. Okay, but didn't you tell me Josh wanted Woto? No, Tom Woto. Oh, I missed that. Om, Tom. Josh. No, I didn't even see J-Lo. Okay, so Josh. I've been sitting here thinking, Josh, all this time that you need a Woto. So that's what I'm going to pull for you. Woto. Woto it is. And wow, I just got this rush of really good feeling that just came over me like, love energy. Oh gosh. Okay, Tom. No, not Tom. Josh. Here and now. Card number 32. Tom, maybe this is for you too. Card number 32 is also a 5. Third time we've gotten 5 today. So constructive use of freedom, moving energy, change energy, the 5. So it says here and now for you, Josh. And Card 32. Let's go back here a bit further. The essential meaning of the card is being fully present in the moment and living one day at a time. The message says everything happens in the now, in the present. Only this moment counts. You have what it takes to handle anything today if you let go of the need to look into the future or reflect on the past. Be present and notice what is going on right now. This very moment has the potential for you to create miracles in your life. I'm going to go on and read the relationship message, Josh, that just sort of jumped in. And it says, it's easy to yearn for a love affair or friendship you may not have right now, one that is more romantic, more fun, more reliable, more passionate. The good old days are gone and a new day has dawned. Let your heart trust that you have everything you need right now, whether you have the relationship you desire or not. Tomorrow is beyond your reach. Yesterday cannot return. The now is all that is available to you. Stay present and aware, and in this moment, as you cherish and approve of your beautiful self, you are a magnet for love. Spirit is madly in love with you right now. Did you know that? Turn to spirit to feel the joy of love in the here and the now. So, love that card. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, and Debbie Tippett's Tumiel. Debbie. So that was Josh. And after Debbie, I will do Loann and J-Lo. Okay, so Debbie. Debbie, I'm not, what was your choice, Debbie? My choice? I'm going Woto for you, Debbie. Debbie gets the tribe. The tribe was upside down. The tribe upside down. Card number 8. But if you look at the card, it's a tribe of animals all hanging together. The birds, giraffes. Let's see. That was card number 8. So the tribe. And the essential meaning is community, belonging. Being seen and understood by others, like-minded connections, a sense of family and friendship, knowing your place in the world. And it is in protection as it was upside down. And it says, beware of compromising your integrity in order to belong. How do you dim your light or change yourself so others will accept you in the tribe? Do you hide who you really are in order to play a role within the larger whole? This will never fulfill you. Now is a time to assess your willingness to be real, stand tall, be you. Authenticity is true self-expression and the only way to empower yourself. Don't be afraid to be yourself and step into the role your heart tells you to take. Making yourself small bears too high of a cost. Great reminder, I think, for everyone there in that one. Okay, Loann and J-Lo. Okay, so Loann didn't say which kind, and J-Lo, I don't know what kind you want either. So J-Lo and Loann. J-Lo, I'm getting angel for you, and then Loann, I feel goddess for you. So I'm going to do J-Lo first since I have that deck in my hand. So J-Lo, this is from the Kyle Gray Angel Guide deck. Third week in a row, we have gotten this card. Expect miracles. I mean, I've never had that. We've never had that happen. How many years have I been here doing Oracle cards, or how many months in a row have we done this? And I've never seen for 3 Fridays in a row or 3 reading days in a row that we pull this particular card. Expect miracles. Do we got it yet? Are we hearing that yet? So let's see what that says again. I love it. I love that we're all in this together and that it's not just J-Lo's card, that this is for all of us as well. Here's your message, J-Lo. Miracles occur naturally. They are always ready to unfold. Your angels are encouraging you to prepare yourself for them now. A miracle doesn't have to be an extravagant change in circumstances. It can be a simple shift of energy that creates a wave of love in your life. If you need something positive to happen, or you are praying hard for something, this card brings you the message that something exciting and healing is about to unfold. In order to help this along, you are being guided by your angels to recognize and honor your own worth. Realize that you are absolutely worthy of miracles, and they will unfold in your life. Your entire life has been brought together by miracles. They are happening all the time, and the miracle that you need isn't a difficult one, because in the hands of the divine, anything is possible. Right? There is no order to miracles, right? According to the A Course in Miracles, that there is no difference between what we think of as a big miracle and what is a small miracle. They are all equal. All right, so here's your extended message, J-Lo. Place yourself in a golden light. Remember that the light of God is within you, right there in the heart of your being, your soul. Good things can happen for you, but in order to manifest something wonderful in your life, you have to believe that it is possible. You could be seeing the miracle you need as impossible or even as too big for you to achieve. Ultimately, this is exactly what is blocking it from happening. So change it now. Your angel guide is inviting you to open your mind and heart and see what you need being delivered to you. Feel that it is already in your life. Feel grateful for all your blessings, and you will allow the miracles you deserve to unfold. Woo! I just feel like that is an awesome reaffirmation. The third time that we've gotten that, it must mean something, right? That there are miracles there for us. Loanne, you were next, and I'd said goddess for you, and I'm going to just check with Asa real quick to make sure that you didn't choose something else. Okay. And Pauline, I will do a seven energies card for you as well. Loanne is the last one. Okay, so I'm going to do Loanne, a goddess card. So Loanne's goddesses. And okay, well, I'm surprised that this happened, but I'm not surprised. Athena. The goddess of knowledge and wisdom, the warrior goddess, is also your card. She also came out upright. So interesting, right? She's a card number 5. So I will read it again, because maybe we just need to hear it again, right? We can never hear a message, a positive message, too many times, I'm thinking. Athena, the Greek goddess of intellect and strategy, says, knowledge is power, and you are in a perfect position to gain greater clarity at this time. Your hard work is paying off, and everything you have learned about life has brought you to this moment in time. Your knowledge, logical choices, and intentions are aligned with divine will. Your intellect is keen, and your mind is clear. You know what you have to do. Right now, the world is making sense. You don't have to question or debate it. You can take things at face value. If you think it adds up, that's because it does. Have courage, my love. Your most precious dreams are within reach. The goddess Athena will help. Loanne, I forgot who else had this message, but that's pretty powerful when we get double cards that tell us the same message. And Pauline would like a seven energies. Let's bring those out, which is also a deck by Colette Baron Reed, her newest one. Colette Baron Reed. And making sure I didn't leave a card in there. And this would be for Pauline. Spirit of Gratitude. We haven't had this card yet. This is a beautiful card. Card number 43, which is a 7. Spirit of Gratitude. Beautiful, right? All right, let's see what that says. Here we go. It's in the energy number 7, which is thought, which is about spirituality, ego transcendence, liberation, God consciousness, understanding, and wisdom. And the Spirit of Gratitude's key concepts are the prospering power of prayer, communion with the divine, expressing deep gratitude as you move through the world, knowing that your prayers will be answered exactly as they are meant to be. In prayer, we connect directly to our higher power. It is a way for us to be in communion with the divine, a reminder that our lives are a sacred conversation we are consciously engaged in. Prayer lets us know we are not alone. A power greater than us acts on our behalf and is activated through us, suffusing our hearts and minds with a faith that is life-affirming, loving, and compassionate. When we pray, we acknowledge that we are only part of the equation of life, that a spiritual aspect is always in operation. We engage in humility, knowing we are in a co-creative partnership and have so much to be grateful for. Expressing gratitude and asking to be of service is the most powerful, prospering prayer of all. When you focus your attention on appreciation for even the smallest aspects of your life and what you have already experienced, it's like waving a magic wand. Everything you need comes to you without effort. Obstacles fall away and your purpose becomes ever clearer. The kind of prayer that will prosper you and others today is one of deep, abiding gratitude. You become a magnet for miracles when you are grateful and ask to be a channel for divine purpose, divine abundance, love, and compassion. The power of source is within you. Now is the time to awaken it. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Here, let me show you the card again one more time. The spirit of gratitude. All right. Now, while I was doing that, I got a message, not sure from who, spirit, let's say, that Mimi out there, who never asks for a card reading, is getting one, a spirit animal. And I also see that this is a guide for all of us for the weekend's energies. So Mimi, special meaning for you. But also it is collective in nature as well. And the Spirit Animal deck also by Colette Baron-Reed. And let's just see what pops out here. You know, before I even pulled this card, I knew it was going to be this one. How bizarre is that? It was pig energy. Pig energy. Use your mind wisely. And it was card number 47, which is an 11, but it was also upside down in protection. So let's take a look at that card number 47, which might just mean we have a more inner focus to use this with. 47, not 48. Okay, there we go. Are you ruminating, turning thoughts around and around in your head, but not getting nearer to a decision or solution? Pig spirit is here to protect you from analysis paralysis. Let your mind rest now and allow your intelligence to mingle with the mysteries of intuitive guidance, releasing your tight hold on facts and unsolved puzzles, whether it be a relationship or any other aspect of your life. In fact, now might be a good time to think about something else altogether and release your grip on needing to know. When your thought processes are muddied by fear and anxiety, allow pig spirit to lead you back to the right use of your natural intelligence. Take a break, relax, and release that ball of worry. Soon the smart choice will become clear to you. More facts may be needed, more digging for information, and more questioning. When seeking to learn more, enjoy the process of using your thinking prowess. All the elements of your intelligence are reliably guiding you now once you've given your mind a rest. That's pretty powerful, especially since we have some Neptune energies today and on Sunday that may cloud things up, make it harder for us to see logically. So tapping into our intuitive energy and aligning it with the logical processes, the mental processes of the mind. All right, everybody, it is time for me to say goodbye. I want to check and make sure I have gotten everybody pretty much. And I know Mimi was with us at one point here this morning. And okay, yes, you will be able to, J-Lo. You'll have to send them to me probably, but, and you're most welcome, Mimi. And okay, Ursula, hello. She says, gratitude to Asa. Thank you, Asa, for always being in the background for me. That helps more than you know. And I will have you on the list at Ursula. Ursula, I'm here. I'm going to do a card reading for you. I don't have to leave this second. And then I'm going to do one for Sylvester. Ursula. Ursula, for some reason, I'm getting dragon for you. And let's do it, shall we? And good thing I'm a generator. I could keep going and going and going. Ursula. I see the color pink for you for some reason. Something about pink. Maybe you're in the pink. Black dragon is cocooning you so that your divine potential grows. Meditate, reflect, undergo a metamorphosis. So black dragon. It's actually very pretty. And he's holding a crystal, looks like. All right, let's see what that means. Black dragon. And the black dragon is a fifth dimension dragon. And he says, fifth dimensional black dragons are powerful. They only come to us when we are ready to nurture a new idea or concept that will enable our divine potential to grow. Black is the ultimate divine feminine color, the shade of mystery and magic, of secrets and hidden hopes. When we are prepared to surrender to the black dragons, they will cocoon us in silky black energy. And as we rest within this safe, dark place, they will enable the new to develop within us. Eventually, we will emerge like a butterfly, having undergone a profound metamorphosis. Here's your guidance, Ursula. Choosing this card suggests it's time to rest, for it is during such moments of relaxation that divine projects, creative ideas, or a new way of thinking are conceived. In times of peace and stillness, fresh seeds and ideas can grow. The mighty black dragons wish to create a dark cocoon for you now so that the new can germinate and sprout. You are asked to accept their assistance, for it will serve your spiritual growth. Take time to meditate or reflect, and the dragons will surround you with their breath. This will allow the opportunity that is being presented to you to take root. When you are ready, the black dragons will help you nurture the new growth. Ask them to help you hold your vision until it comes to glorious fruition. They will also be working with you in your sleep state, and you may be aware of their presence. So acknowledge their help. Expect to be different and ready to spread your wings. Love it. Black dragon. And Sylvester, I know you didn't ask. I hope you're okay with me just doing. But you're getting a Galactic Heritage card. The Galactic Heritage cards come from Lyssa Royal Holt. And they take us into other star systems and star peoples. And so this came in pretty powerful for you. And it is Vega in the present, and it says logic and reason. And I know the artwork on these is kind of hard to see because they're not real bold, but there's a vegan, presumably. Logic and reason, card number 26, which is an 8. And let's see what that means, number 26. And then I'm done. Okay. Vega. In the very ancient days, Vegans were very balanced in their mental and emotional bodies. But later, their practices of discipline created an imbalance of logic and reason. They learned to ignore their emotions, judging them to be inferior to the mental experience. Emotions are an essential part of the human experience and must be expressed alongside our thought processes. Look at yourself honestly. Do you lean more toward focusing on the mental body, logic and reason, or more toward expressing emotions? Both are important, but in moderation. Balance comes from honoring both equally. So Libran, right? A commentary. One of the biggest karmic challenges of the ancient Vegans had to do with how they used their self-discipline to develop the mental body. In this era of the Vegan civilization, they had a challenge with overdeveloping the mental body to the detriment of the emotional one. This eventually led to challenges in their offshoot races, such as the Zeta Reticuli and Earth. Many humans have connections to this time in Vegan history and have challenges in being able to balance the emotions with the mental processes. If this card comes up in your reading, there may be similar themes surrounding your life and habits and patterns. It could be a message that you need to lessen your reliance on the mental body and for navigating through reality. It might also mean that you need more grounding and should develop your mental body more. As you look within at your connection to this idea, you can see a clearer picture of why this card came up in your reading. Fabulous, right? Fabulous balance, balancing both the emotional and the logical mental components. So, all right, guys, that is it for me today. You know what? Nope, I am not done. Sorry, I have one more to do, and that is for Asa, who does not know she's getting this, but Asa, for some reason for you, it is an Oracle of the Seven Energies. Shall I just have a channel where I do Oracle readings all day? Asa. Smoke and mirrors. Wow, that could be the theme here in the Pacific Northwest right now. Smoke and mirrors. Let me get back to my Zoom screen. So, smoke and mirrors, right? Card number 42, which is a six, smoke and mirrors. And almost there. Okay, so key concepts. Seeing through the lens of past conditioning, the inability to recognize the truth of what is being offered, healing from misguided perceptions, moving beyond the illusion of separation, being accountable for your biases and the way you view the world. We're actually built to view the world inaccurately. Our five senses tell us we are separate from one another. We're conditioned to see time as linear. This creates a consciousness of delineation, separation, and finality. We have an innate fear that we are, that what we see is all there is. Although we know deep down there is more, we are suspicious of it. Our fear of death results from this kind of perception. The entire world is a construct of smoke and mirrors, and our job is to discover the truth that lies beyond this illusion. Discoveries at the frontiers of science align with what the ancients have known. At the atomic level, we are blinking lights and empty space. Consciousness is fundamental. Time can be bent, and we are eternal. Ask yourself if what you see is really just what you're looking for. What do you sense beyond your intellectual assessment of what is? Can you drop into your heart and soul and call for a vision, a feeling, an awareness of the true and the authentic? Every day, remind yourself that you are intrinsically connected to all life. The universe needs you to learn about it. You have within you extraordinary magic with which to co-create life beyond your wildest expectations. Today, trust the inner voice that reminds you that you truly will find what you seek and more, even if the outer conditions appear to challenge that. It's all smoke and mirrors. Things are not exactly as they seem. Whoa. I think a good card, a good reminder for all of us. I think I am now complete. If not a little overwhelmed. But it was fun. Okay, guys, that is it for me today. Now, I really mean that. Just checking real quick. Too funny, Tom. Asa needs a reading. So see your fellow travelers out here. Asa also supporting you. And I think that is it for me. Wow, goosebumps and tears. There you go. All right, guys, that is it for me. Have a wonderful weekend. Remember, there's a little bit of bumpiness for the weekend. Watch your words. Keep your thoughts on love. Be loving and kind and gentle. It gets us through. Take care, everybody.